Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Ray bringing us back to late great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We like blues around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Steve Forbes, chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's produced and written many books that are important. Most of them we've launched on this show over the last 19 years. The film in Money We Trust is available. I encourage you to check it out and find it wherever you can. Buy it, watch it on public television if it's still there. It will enlighten you and illuminate your understanding of how money works. Steve, you got more of these coming out, don't you?
We're working on it, but still in the early stages. So I'm superstitious. I don't want to say anything until I really feel we've got it.
I hear you. Hey, Steve, I want to get your thoughts on what I call the greatest existential threats to America. And the reason I think it's important to talk about this, because I think you'll agree with me that America is the bulwark in the world, the last bulwark against tyrants like China and Russia and people and Iran, people like that. We're the last stronghold, folks. We are the last shield, the last firewall. And so as America goes, so goes the world. I believe it with all my heart. And so I'm gonna throw out some categories here, Steve, and I'll get you to compare them. So of course, first we've got China. Somebody calls China, said Russia, and the other was Russia. Russia's a problem, China's a crisis. Some people have said that. But I also think we have the Iranians who are crazy. They're not just ideological, they're crazy. You got North Korea, who's desperate, and although smaller. But also, this would have been weird to have said even 10 years ago, even though I was pointing it out, you've also got big tech, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, big companies like that. I think they are not American companies. They're maybe even beyond American companies. They're beyond global. They're not even communist or democratic. They're their own ism. What do you think? And of course, I guess last would be we ourselves. How much are we our own problem? What do you think?
Let's start with that latter part. Right now, as you know, this economy is ready to come back if they get out of the way and do these relief programs right, and not these binge spending programs. And the Federal Reserve is going to be, we'll discuss that, mounds of printing of money, which is going to cause problems later in the year and early next year. And we have a government now that is imposing policies, new regulations that are absolutely gratuitous and going to hurt the recovery. Those are self-inflicted wounds. And as for the tech companies, they're setting themselves up. There are already a lot of states going after them with antitrust. And every day they come out with an outrage. You know, you and I are old enough to remember the old AT&T, Ma
yep.
Bell,
yep.
when it was a legal monopoly. And they, even though they were a legal monopoly, they went out of their way to make sure everyone was happy. The service was superb.
Mm-hmm.
Their people were trained to always be polite. And every newspaper, every magazine, every radio station, TV station got ads from AT&T.
Yep.
If anyone was unhappy, they're right on top of it. What a contrast to these tech companies. If somebody had a problem, like the conservatives have, what they should have done is gone out of their way and say, okay, we're going to make sure this is a neutral platform as
mm-hmm.
much as we can and deal with real grievances instead of spitting in the face of people. Finding ways to do censorship.
And imposing their own ideology on us.
And then, in fact, doing the far left's work of censorship.
Right.
You know, there was a good piece in the journal by Kimberly Strassel the other day that, the First Amendment says free speech. So these far leftists know you can't use Congress to overtly restrict free speech. They just, in effect, farm it out,
right.
Outsource it, to other companies.
Right.
And if you don't go along, they say, well, that's a very nice family you have.
Can we reform Section 230? Can we fix this by reforming Section 230?
That's what's got to be examined in the way in which you reform it, but don't let it become an instrument of big tech, because one of the things it protects those companies from is a variety of lawsuits. But as we've seen, if you aren't careful with that, what they're going to do is use lawsuits, gin up lawsuits against new competitors who can't afford to defend these things. So this thing has got to be approached, and I hope they're doing it very carefully and precisely in a laser-like way.
Steve, before we run out of time, I want you to address China. I've got about a minute. What are your thoughts on China?
We have to make sure our defense is good, and we have to make sure, critically, Jim, the South China Sea, we have to counter what China's doing to try to close that off. Because in Asia, they're looking. Is the U.S. going to just use words against China, or is it going to follow through with actions that the Trump administration has started to do militarily and in other ways, restricting technology, Huawei and the like, strategically, so you don't go just with rhetoric? Are you going to do really substantive things? And if the world sees we're doing substantive things, getting back to your point about being a bulwark, the world will heave a sigh of relief. But if they think the U.S. is just going to retreat, bad for them,
We can't be naive about the existential threat that China is to the world, can we? On many levels. We can't be naive about that.
You're absolutely right. The key thing is to have the rules of the game and make sure they adhere to them. Otherwise, there'll be consequences.
That's exactly right, folks. For our children and our grandchildren, it's up to us. Steve Forbes and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasting here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.